It's interesting that we had one, a beautiful, beautiful house destroyed by fire a month ago. And it was completely destroyed as to where the bricks melted. Can you imagine? I've never known of bricks melting. And then there's a little old hut going towards McAllen that's been there ever since I can. By the time I was a little girl, it was already there and it looked old. And just recently it burned and the fire was just as severe. Now the inside and the ceiling were completely destroyed. So was the roof. But that fire didn't do a thing to that brick. So it can be that with all our scientific knowledge, we don't know how to make brick the way the old people did.
Is it that kind of brick, like adobe?
Yes.
Well, most people, I don't guess, in the farms a long time ago had any kind of plumbing, any running water.
Everybody has plumbing in the farm.
Or a long time ago they didn't know that.
No, we always did.
What were they used for bathrooms?
An outdoor toilet. We had an outdoor toilet for when the motor wasn't running.
So the motor ran most of the time?
The motor was running most of the time.
And have you ever heard an outdoor toilet called anything else? Other than an outdoor toilet?
Yes, there's a lot of words. Some people call it an outdoor house, or la casita de afuera. There's a more vulgar word, excusado. That's what they would call it.
Y
servicio. Servicio, I guess it would mean something that gives service.
Well, that's really interesting. And you say you had a shed and things to keep the tools on the farm. Now, a farm, is that the same as a ranch?
No, there's a great difference. A farm, you raise crops. A ranch, you raise cattle. Except that my parents were big ranchers. So they raise their own hay the way my husband does.
The hay part, was that a farm?
Yes. Well, we would call it farming. At one time, my parents were forced to be farmers during the war. They had to raise cotton and they had to raise peanuts.
So tell me about that, about raising the cotton or the peanuts.
My father was never meant to be a farmer. He hated the part. And it was terrible, especially because there was no irrigation and you had to depend on the weather. If it rained, you'd get a good crop. If it didn't, it just shriveled up and died. It was too much of a gamble.
Now the cotton, do you remember him raising the cotton?
Yes.
What did you have to do to the cotton after you planted it? Or what did someone have to do to it?
My father planted the cotton those years and then he'd have to go back and turn the soil so that it would be soft, and pretty soon he'd get people to come in and pick the cotton. We never picked cotton. In fact, we never even went near the fields. Especially me, I had an allergy. I always have an allergy to what I like the most. But those people would come in and we'd be so happy to see those, so many, many people arrive, because then we wouldn't be lonely. They never had time to play. They were all very tired, and even the little children were picking cotton.
Well, before they picked cotton, when it first came up, did they have to do anything to it? Did it come up thick and they had to cut out some of the plants or?
No, they never did that.
Did they have to get the weeds out of it? Or?
Yes, the weeds they did remove.
What did you?
Desaijar was what they called it.
What's that mean?
To leave the better plants and take off the weeds.
Is that what you call the grass and stuff that came up?
Yes.
The weeds? Would you say that you were chopping cotton or hoeing cotton or what?
Hoeing, I imagine.
Have you ever heard of chopping cotton?
No.
I didn't know there were any farms around here that grew crops like peanuts and things.
They don't grow peanuts anymore. My husband grows cabbage sometimes and cantaloupes. And we raise our beans.
Oh, you raise beans?
You saw the crops?